Welcome to the Pneuma Church Podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Thank you, church family. You may be seated, and thank you for that beautiful introduction, Pastor Kane. And it's good morning, everyone. Here we are together on the last Sunday service of 2025. It's fun to be here with you today, as Kane said, as God's church family together. And we pray that you are enjoying the Christmas season as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, God's precious gift to us. And back in November, when I was asked to share today, I realised straight away the importance of today. I felt a prompting that today we need encouragement, great encouragement in God as we move forward into the new year, 2026, in just 3 days' time. So this word today is a word of encouragement from God's word. I'd love to pray, open in prayer for us now. Father, this is your day, your word. We commit every word that is spoken to be guided by your Holy Spirit. Lord, to be bathed in your Exodus 33:15 presence. Bless every single person that's with us today. Amen. Amen. We love God's word, the Bible. And in all my years of pastoral care ministry, I've leaned very heavily on the word of God for direction. And our beautiful Savi, I have to get another little word in, is one of your pastoral care leaders as well. So you won't be surprised at that. And I had fun with a little phrase that I would encourage myself with. If I needed direction for a situation of how to handle it and how to outwork it, and usually it's now, got to know what to do now. And I'd say to myself, if we follow God's word, we can't go too far wrong. Is that true? Amen. So a beautiful scripture to open with today is Hebrews 10:23. Pens it so beautifully. Let us hold unswervingly, love that word, unswervingly to the hope that we profess. For he who promised is faithful. What a beautiful verse. So today, as we encourage each other for the coming year, 2026, the title of the message today, and I heard it. I was trying to sleep one night and there was the title. It's moving forward in faith, in hope, and in love. How precious. I felt to share on three of my favourite words today in my Christian walk over the years that have encouraged me, and words that Scripture articulates so beautifully to encourage all of us, and to share these areas that have sustained my life and encouraged me to keep on keeping on. Sometimes hard, isn't it? When there's been hard or difficult days, those words are faith, hope, and love, all favourites. This year, 2025, for you, what did it look like for each and every one of you? Might have been a great year of happiness over a new job, new home, study success, a new baby, a geographical move, so many things, a new relationship, ministry, etc., etc. But for others, it might have been a year of a grief journey, part of life, a grief journey, or loss of a job, or a serious road accident, or a horrible house break-in, other difficulties, and so on. Yes, we need to mention them. Reality is that God created us human to live everyday lives, eating, washing our clothes, working, looking after the family, exercising to stay healthy. And Pastor Wayne spoke so beautifully on Jesus coming to earth as human. And you've heard it from Pastor Jess today too. And we do have these difficult experiences sometimes in our lives. And we need to have that faithful trust in God that as we go along, whatever comes our way. I've found that God's word sustains us, it guides us, it keeps us encouraged no matter what happens through our lives. There's three areas, again, we'll look at today that have been solid rocks in my life, and there'll be lots of scripture. At Bible College, we learn the importance of 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed, is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Scripture was penned by men who wrote it, yes, but it was inspired. The writers were inspired, it says, as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. And that's why the word is so real and speaks to us every day. Have you thought about that? It's come alive. Wow, that's speaking to me. It's because it was written by the Holy Spirit. So for each of these three areas, I've prepared a list of scriptures that you might like to take a picture of the screen today, something a little bit different, and enjoy reading them when you need some encouragement. The first area is faith. The word faith can mean different things to different people, as we know. So let's look at scripture. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we don't yet see. Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it's impossible to please God because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. It's time for us to look at our faith and realize it's our God who created us, and for us to put this faith in action. Would you all agree? Time to put our faith in action. For all you rev heads out there, the car guys, the car girls, let's put it into top gear, full speed ahead in encouragement the Bible gives us. Let's have more faith. I really encourage you today. Smith Wigglesworth was a great minister and general of the faith. He was born in 1859. He had many difficulties in his life, but wow, what a great man of faith who saw so many physical healings and life transformations through his ministry. And that's God. He actually ministered here at Richmond Temple in the early days of this church, as we saw in our 100-year celebration. We have a rich history of faith here, family, in this house, and that's what you and I have available to us today. In Smith Wigglesworth's book, and I love this book, highly recommend it, Experiencing God's Power Today, it encourages us to have more faith. Smith Wigglesworth had a favourite saying, which he repeated many times in his ministry, and it's found also in Mark chapter 5, 36, which he quoted, "Don't be afraid, just believe." Or shortened, he'd be quoted, people heard him always quoting as saying, "Only believe." That says it all, doesn't it? Only believe. And this passage in Mark is when Jesus was to pray for Jairus' daughter for physical miraculous healing. In our lives today, let's get that Holy Spirit determination of this is what I believe. Do not be afraid, just believe, only believe, no matter what is going on around us. Let's have faith in our great God as we move forward in life from today and every day. 2 Corinthians 5, 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, "For it's by grace we've been saved through faith." Oh, thank you, Jesus, your grace. "And this is not from yourselves, it's a gift of God." And I love verse 9, "And this is not from yourselves, but it's purely a gift from God." Like salvation, like Holy Spirit, faith is a gift from God, and it's for all of us, for you, for me, and for every person. I think that's our risk today, is when there's difficulties or bad things come along, we think there's something wrong with me. There's something wrong with my faith. What's wrong with me? I encourage you today, that is not what the Bible says, as you see, and God is with us and he will guide us and keep us as we trust in him. And the last verse up on screen I'd encourage you with, underline, memorise, quote, and I have a little hint this morning. It's for those of you who are new on the page or new to salvation. I've loved meeting so many of you. Or anyone having trouble remembering scripture. Should I say that? Okay, I'm saying it. I've found that to learn scripture and have it at the ready when needed, I've honestly learnt to memorise more scripture with this little, you youngies call it a hack. Is that right? Yes. So little scripture hack, here we go. And here it comes, and I found it to work. I just sort of figured it out one night when I was laying there trying to get to sleep, memorising scripture. Here it comes. I made a notes page in my phone notes. Your little phone notes with all my favourite encouraging scriptures. I've put them in Bible order where you find them. They're all there with me all the time. I'd highly recommend it. And Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." I love that you're saying it with me. "In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your paths straight." In other words, let's trust God, lean on him and have true faith in him. That he's got us, hasn't he? God's got us. He's with us. And let's lean on him and ask him to help us in every part, in everything of our everyday lives. My three-year-old granddaughter Josie has a little saying, and I find it funny and I just love it. Some of the pastors have heard me saying it down the halls upstairs. what she says, when she's completed a task, she says, Nanny, all done. And you need to acknowledge that she has said that, or you'll keep hearing it until you acknowledge it. It reminds me of the happiness when I learn a new scripture and put it in those notes to always have it ready when needed. It feels good. Try it. Feels good. As Smith Wigglesworth would say, let's have faith in God. Simple, childlike faith. Only believe. The second area I want to share, and there's three today, the second area is on hope. And I'll begin with a very favourite verse in the Bible, and all our beautiful Empower seniors in the room know how much I love this verse. They hear it a lot. And again, there's a list of encouraging scriptures. You might like to take a picture of the screen. Romans 15:13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you might overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Love that. Not in our strength. By the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not us. He can do it for us. You can do this when you commit your life to God in salvation. The Bible says you receive the Spirit of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you overflow with hope. I encourage you also to seek God for the Holy Spirit gift of tongues, which the Bible says is also a free gift, just like salvation. It brings another level of power, like plugging into the power socket, and helps us in our everyday walk with God. And we'd love to pray with you for that. Ask God to bring you hope for this new year coming, 2026, a faith-filled hope in living God's purpose, beautiful purpose, for your life every day. We can do that. You can do that. If you're walking every day in God's purpose, I promise you, truly, you will be deeply happy. I promise you, you sense you're walking in God's purpose, you will sense deep happiness no matter what comes your way. The joy of the Lord, which is our strength, Scripture says in Nehemiah 8:10. I love praying the Lord's Prayer every day. And in preparing this message, I felt God prompt me to share some of the things I love to do every day. So I hope it's helpful. With the Lord's Prayer, I feel like I'm committing all areas of life to God and anything that I've got wrong or done wrong. Yes, none of us are perfect. It's asking for God's forgiveness and care in all areas of life, including forgiving others, which for many of us is certainly not an easy journey always, and that's a whole other message. But yes, all of us, me included at times, need God's help to forgive. Let me read it for us and listen to the Lord's Prayer cover all areas of our everyday lives. And this prayer was written by Jesus in training his disciples. They asked him, Lord, teach us to pray. What a great template for us. Matthew 6:9-13, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Have you thought? That's all our practical needs, isn't it? And forgive our debts, our sins, I love praying that every day, Lord, whatever I've done wrong. Help us also to forgive those who've sinned against us. So important. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. It's like praying protection from evil every day, isn't it? This covers all bases, and I love to pray it. If you need guidance for everyday life and a hope in making the right plans, then I'd love to encourage you to pray Matthew 6, 33, one of Pastor Thomas's favourites too. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. My mum was a beautiful example of someone who put her hope in God. No longer with us, in heaven now. But to share a little of my story, and I felt prompted to do that today. Mum was a single mum, and my dad left when I was 6 months old. We actually didn't have any extended family either that were there for us. And this church, as Pastor Thomas was saying earlier, became our family when I was 12. And we got involved here in this community, really embraced us, and it can embrace each and every one of you. Mum went on to faithfully teach Sunday school here for 37 years. Why am I telling you that story? Because Mum taught me godly hope in the beautiful scripture growing up, which is Psalm 68:5. God is a father to the fatherless, a defender of widows. And I didn't know any different and loved that my father was with us. And I experienced that so strongly all through my life. And I'm here to tell you, encourage you, so can you. I think of many people who might say, oh, I'm on my own in this world. And I see that scripture being a great support to anyone on their own, perhaps without natural family present or estranged family. We had that too. He is your father and he's here for all of us. We can have wonderful hope in God if we seek him first and do things according to his righteous ways. We don't need to be perfect, but God loves our heart posture to try. He loves it when we try to do things his way. And I'm telling you, he'll honour you if you're trying. Many people ask, what's God's will for my life? And I find there's already so much guidance and direction if we read and know the word of God. Proverbs is a great book to read, for example. Those areas of life that we're not sure of, if we're asking God for direction and his perfect will with all of our heart and hope in him, he will guide us. We'll know and sense it's a right decision with peace. Sort of like God, you sense God smiling on you. A good Bible college lecturer once explained it like that, and it stuck with me and I loved it. Some more beautiful scriptures of hope. Isaiah 40, 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. There you go. If you want to be strong, hope in God. Romans 12, 12. Be joyful in hope. Patient in affliction. Uh-oh, there's those hard days mentioned again. And we will have hard days. But be faithful in prayer. Even days when you don't feel like praying, you will feel so much better. You'll feel proud of yourself if you commit your way to him. You just stop. No. Proverbs 16:3. I love that one too. It's a beauty. Proverbs 16:3, commit to God whatever you do and your thoughts will be established. Thank you, Lord. I need you. I want you to guide me in everything I do. Prayed it before preparing this word. So you can see for me personally, and I pray it's an encouragement to you today, that if we stick to God's guidance daily, we can have God's hope to move forward with great, happy lives. He wants us to be happy. And Hebrews 6:19, we have this hope that's an anchor for our soul, firm and secure. And the last area today I'm going to speak on is love. What a beautiful one. God's great love for us. There's lots of encouragement and meanings of love that we hear and many sermons shared so well on the topic of love. There's more scriptures on the screen for you. 1 Corinthians 13:13, which is a beautiful passage about the love of God and not just used when we officiate weddings. It's famous for that. It's God's love for every one of us. And it concludes the passage saying, and now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Today, I want to focus on a deep Holy Spirit shared meaning of love, which includes and embodies care and nurture. Pastor Cherise spoke about agape love on Christmas Eve, you'll remember. Beautiful. God's unconditional love for us, for who we are, not for what we do or don't do. So many people sadly think we have to tick boxes or be extra good or do certain good works to please God. God's deep love for us is to see us flourish and happily follow His ways, and for us to have faith, hope, and love in Him as a wonderful Heavenly Father. That's a deep, heartfelt love, isn't it? And it satisfies us, and it's so wonderful. And each of us can have and sense that love. If you haven't experienced that sort of love of God, we'll share how to receive it as we close this service in a few minutes. Let's look at God's real love, which shows genuine care and nurture as well. How can we love, care, and nurture each other well? Showing God's perfect love, let's do it His way. As a community, let's learn how to do this more and imagine the impact as we encourage each other. Nurture relates to everyone, not just the bringing up of children and the young. We all need nurture. A great preacher, Lisa Bevere, wife of Pastor John Bevere, pens the meaning of godly nurture so well in her book titled Nurture. When I think of a great nurturer, I think again of my mum Anne. She oozed love, care, and nurture. Some of her friends are in the room. And a funny story for you that my dear, long-time, close friend always kept saying. By the way, Mum never stopped learning scripture. Her journals were full of scripture and every day. But a funny story, and my friend, and she knows who she is, she'd always say to me, oh, Liz, when we get to heaven, there will be many godly, great people, and they'll all be looking to see who's at the front of the queue. And they'll all get a big shock because there at the front of the queue will be Anne Luke. So cute, so funny. And I don't really think there'll be a queue. All of us loving and nurturing someone with God's unconditional love, agape love, has three meanings. It's tender care, it's protection, and its encouragement. Isn't that beautiful? Tender care, protection, encouragement. The world is filled with those whose hearts are failing them. There's widespread fear and loss on every level. We see that in the news, don't we? For you simply to tell someone you believe in him or her is huge, and we pray God's love is seen in us. Encouragement in its purest form is when encouraging someone leads to no benefit to you. You're not wanting anything in return. You just want to show God's love. Nurturing someone also reminds me of the discipleship journey we do. In growing more like Jesus, and Pastor Joe speaks so often on the power of true discipleship. Let's look out for each other more. Try hard to remember people's names. I have a little cute name story. It's funny. Tilly, who's five, she was learning about short names and long names. Her name is Tilly. Her long name is Matilda. And she said to her mother, "Mummy, Nanny's name is Liz. Does that mean her long name is Lizard?" And I'm like, oh dear, okay, we've got to teach her Elizabeth, but anyway. So let's get to know each other's names, as Pastor Thomas said earlier. Invite people out for a coffee or lunch or a picnic or a day trip. Yes, get to know their names. I wouldn't be here today without this beautiful community embracing us. It was so beautiful. Let's ask God to help us love more. John 15:5, as we're wrapping up, I pray this verse every day. I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Every day. 1 Corinthians 16:14, let all that you do be done in love. Ephesians 4:2, be completely humble, gentle. Be patient, bearing with each other in love. Remember, we were all made by God, created unique. So that means we won't all agree on everything. True story. But it's important to remember that we bear with each other, as it says in Ephesians 4:2. I pray this has been a great encouragement to you today to have more faith, more hope, more love as we move forward to the coming year, 2026. Don't be hard on yourself. Let's ask God to help us, and he will. As I close, I'd love to read you a beautiful scripture of the love of God and invite Pastor Thomas to come up as well and close the service for us. But here it is, 1 John 4:7 to 16. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love for us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Thank you, Jesus. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. He can do it.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. Now, we realise that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death, and a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that he, Jesus, demonstrated his love for us, that while we were still sinners, he died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that he is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow you. I receive the free gift of eternal life, and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.